This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. The election for Cincinnati mayor and council is just 3 weeks away. WVXU's politics reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me to talk about some endorsements in the race. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
Well, in your column yesterday, you wrote about former Mayor Mark Mallory making some rare public appearances in recent months to endorse candidates. First for a mayoral candidate, Yvette Sipson, and then last week, council candidate Derek Bauman. So can these endorsements really make a difference?
I think they can make a difference. I don't think they're going to change a lot of people's minds, people who have already made up their minds about candidates. But I do think in some cases where they might be wavering a bit and they're not quite sure, and they, you know, if they hear an endorsement from an individual or an organization that they admire, it might reinforce them to vote for a particular candidate. I don't think it's, you know, it's a kind of a motivational tool. It's not so much it's going to change minds by the thousands, but it's useful.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the mayor's race. How are all the endorsements shaking down?
It's interesting. Sipson has a number of endorsements from progressive organizations like Cincinnati Women's Political Caucus, Democracy for America, which is was founded by Howard Dean and helped elect Barack Obama, the Miami chapter of the Sierra Club, Emily's List, which raises money for women candidates who are pro-choice all over the country. That's a very big organization. And locally, the Charter Committee has endorsed her. Of course, she has Chris Seelbach and Wendell Young backing her from city council. And Marion Spencer, who is a civil rights icon and the first African-American woman to serve on city council.
So then we are seeing endorsements from individuals as well as groups.
Oh, yeah. And Cranley has his share, too. I mean, Cranley has, you know, David Mann, Christopher Smitherman, Kevin Flynn, both of the Democratic county commissioners. He has the AFL-CIO Labor Council and the public employees unions, for which he did a great favor last year in that he sort of circumvented the negotiating process and got them raises. And they're grateful, and they're supporting his candidacy. So, you know, those kind of endorsements can have an impact.
What about the Black Pastors organization? That's been powerful in the past.
And the Black Pastors are interesting because if you look at the list of all the endorsements for both candidates, there are very influential Black ministers on both sides, some for Sipson, some for Cranley. Cranley has been working particularly hard to cultivate relationships with the Black pastors. Sipson, you know, she is the African-American candidate in this race and has a natural base there. And the pastors don't hesitate to get up in the pulpit and talk to their congregations about voting and who they think that is the best candidate. And on occasions, they will basically turn the pulpit over to candidates and let them have their say on Sunday mornings.
Now, obviously, the Black vote's going to be important in Cincinnati. Cincinnati is half African American. Is there an advantage on either side?
I think if there is an advantage, it's the fact that Sipson is the African American candidate. She is from that part of the community. And I think in Cranley's case, he can do pretty well among African Americans, just, you know, by making a case, you know, because of his some of the programs that he has gotten through, particularly the poverty initiative and some of the other things. But she'll always have an advantage just by the fact that she is the African-American candidate.
How can Cranley make up that difference?
Well, he can make up that difference by, as I said, he works very hard at cultivating relationships in the Black community, especially among the pastors. He has the support of Power PAC, which is a West Side political action committee that appeals a lot to mainly white conservative voters. Now, there aren't as many of them in the city as there used to be, but I think, you know, they probably make up maybe a quarter of the voting population. And they are trying to help him get those voters out to vote for John Cranley.
Howard, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's politics reporter. He joins me each Monday at this time. You can read his column and his stories at WVXU.org.